Started learning this Ramban, and I think I still like to start with the Ramban, but we have to get into the Rashi v'Shmuz. I'm not saying over the Rashi v'Shmuz as the Shmuz, but we're going to reference it, and I think we just have a deher, just using that as a base, which may be pashut to many. Okay. So the parsha begins with this machlokes Korach. So it's Vayishma Moshe Vayipa Alponov, and the pasuk says, "Eidabril Korach v'alkod dosa lemar." Moshe speaks to Korach and says, "Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo v'sakodesh v'kri evlov." In the morning, we're going to find out what's going on. Tell him to take the machtos, take the pans, stand there. Hashem will decide whose carbon will be accepted. And then in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "He bod l'mitoch eida zos." Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, "He bod l'mitoch eida zos, v'achala osam kirega." Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron to separate from this eida. What is this Eda referring to is what we're going to be discussing. Who this Eda is. V'achala osam kerega. And wipe them out. V'yiplu apneyam v'yomru kel elokei aruchos l'chol basar. I try to be mindful of the Shem Hashem. I forgot Rabbi Kier wasn't here. Rabbi Kier always drives me crazy with the Shem Hashem on the Mar Mekoma sheets. But we fixed them up. Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem, one person sins, he's going to wipe out the whole Klal Yisrael. So just figure out what's going on. They're just trying to figure out who said what to who, who's the Eda, who's getting wiped out. So let's just do the Ramban. Yesh Lishol, number two. Im Yisrael lo chatu, if Klal Yisrael did not sin, v'lo mardu b'rabam, they did not rebel against their Rebbe, lama hi akzaf aleim lemor v'achalo sam kerega. So why did Hashem say, separate from the whole Eda, from the whole Klal Yisrael, and wipe them out? If they didn't do anything, why is Hashem telling Moshe and Aaron to go away? I'm going to wipe them out. They didn't do anything wrong. Kodesh Baruch is a mishpat. Vim gam he mardu ki korach v'daso elamai. You'll say only one other choice. They sinned. They didn't sin. Elamai, you want to say that they did sin, just like Korach v'daso. Eich yom Moshe and Aaron ha'ish echad yechtev akol eida tiktzov. So how come Moshe and Aaron said, just because one person sins, you're going to wipe out everyone? What do you mean? Everyone did sin. So any way you slice it, it comes out bad. There's no mahalach here. Okay. So I debated whether I should cut out Rabbeinu Chananel. He gives up shot Rabbeinu Chananel. But every time I do that, then there's always someone saying, what did he cut out? And everyone goes, has to find it on the shelf and spends their time doing it anyway. So I just left it in. But I'm not doing it. You don't need Rabbeinu Chananel, but just the Rabbeinu Chananel says the Pashup Shat. Rabbeinu Chananel is the Pashup Shat. So if I go to the Ramban, you'll see I end up with these kashas. So here you have the Rabbeinu Chananel. And he has three bomb kashas of Rabbeinu Chananel. Basically, it's just referring to Korach, and Moshe made a mistake and didn't realize what Hashem meant, and that's why the whole conversation was not a real conversation. But Rabban slugs up Rabbeinu Chanan with three kashas. He welcome to do it, but it's on the sheet. Let's go to Avalatam. Okay, this is Ramban. Okay, Avalatam. At the very beginning, when Korach started, everyone was Republican, whatever. Moshe and Aaron. They were together, Moshe and Aaron. The Kasha Lachu Korach Vadaso, Ishmak Taso, when they, Korach, each, they took their pans, V'yasim Aleim Ktoris, they put their Ktoris on it, Vamdu Pesach Omei Moshe and Aaron, and they stood by the Pesach Olmoid. Oz, when Korach went to the Pesach Olmoid, Oz, this is after the whole Machlokas, the Korach took his Ktoris, and he stood by the Olmoid, smug that he's going to be victorious over Moshe and Aaron. Oz Korach Korach L'chol Eidav Amar Lahem, Ki Bekovad Kulam Hu Mekane. Then Korach called out to the rest of Klal Yisrael, and he said, "You know, I'm just worried about all you." Korach said, "Vayitav." So Korach was sitting by the Olmoid, and everyone came to see what a spectator. Once they were there, Korach said, "You know, I'm just trying to help you all out." Vayitav adavar. And they were very satisfied with Korach. Maybe Taka Korach is right. And the Avodah should go back to the firstborn, not to the Kohanim. That's why Korach gathered everyone. And Klal Yisrael was chayv misa for even having a hearer against Moshe Benu. It's like the mahar against the Hashem himself. And they, so to speak, were regretting the nevuah of Moshe Benu in their hearts. For chayavim misa de shemayim, and you chayv misa for this. Moshe Aaron lamdu aleim schus. So Moshe Benu had to be saved Klal Yisrael from extinction because Ribbono Shel Olam was going to wipe them out. Because he said, "Everyone, you know, get ready. We're about to landmine this whole place. We're going to blow it up." And Moshe said, "No, it's not fair." Shelo chotem myself of Korach. Korach was the real Chote here, who agorim, who amafatosam, he's the one that incited everyone. But Roy Husha Yamas Levada, Lefaisim Lodian Shalarabim, it really only he should die. And the male, it sounds like, it seems to me in my perusal of the Sugya, it looks to me that Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Hashem, his tefillah worked. He saved the rest of Klal Yisrael from Chayav Misa, because they should have been Chayav Misa for having this hearer against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, like it's like his fault. He started it. He convinced them all to do it. They didn't really want to do it. So at the beginning, they weren't doing it. They weren't involved. But here, the whole Klal Yisrael, it seems, came together. In case you're not convinced that they came together, I wasn't 100% convinced from this Ramban itself what exactly they were doing. Because it doesn't say a whole lot. It just says that Korach said that the kovat kulam hu mekane. He was just trying to protect their honor. So what exactly did that mean? So in case you're like me, who wasn't 100% sure, so I checked out other Rambans. I only quote one of them over here. And number three, in Pasuk Hey, it says, V'kosav pirish v'anoshim ne'Yisrael lahagid Ki hayu mikol hashvatim lo min hashnayim miskam levad. All the shvatim came. Aval tam rav lechem bnei Levi bavur ki Korach hayu mefata lechol hashvatim. Korach was inciting and influencing all of the shvatim. Ki lechvodam rota lahaks avod lebchareyem. Because Korach was trying to take away the avodah from the kohanim and give it to the bechor. Kasherama ki kolay the kulam kadoshim. Moshe bechachmaso. Moshe, in his great wisdom, gila mitzaf and libo, he was able to reveal from his heart lekolam to everyone ki hu al kuhanasa tzoik. What he's really doing, Korach, he's trying to attack the kahuna. Ba'amar shadayla bekavod shifto. It's enough that you're part of the Shevet Rav Lechem Bnei Levi. Okay, so that's what Ramban says. So it just seems phenomenal over here that here you have Kol Ha'eda, just interesting, an interesting note over here. The Ikar fight, when they were fighting head-on, Korach and everyone else, they all sided with Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you talking about? You can't attack Moshe Rabbeinu. And they stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing would give. Nothing. They were starved. And what happened? It looks like the guard was down. And Korach just, you know, a spectator. I don't know exactly, it seems like there was some kind of, you know, gathering by the Pesach Hol Moed. So he told everyone to come, Pesach Hol Moed. And once they were there, it sounds like their guard was down because they won. They already stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu, so they figured, okay, no harm. It just seems like then, close of a near, they almost fell. When the guard is down, they're in the middle of the fight. Sometimes it's easier to fight. I'm going to stand up L'shem Shemayim, and Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to, you know, allow such preaches to take place. And then the person goes home and, you know, on his smartphone does worse. And then when he's fighting, you know, Kavod Shemayim, They fought good, but when the guard was down already, they were chos v'nir and they fell almost just as bad. They were chayv misa. So see, you know, right over there, you could say shtikel chiddush, like, ay, here they fought the ikar fight, heavyweight battle. This is, you know, Foreman Frazier. This is a heavyweight, the thrill of Manila. They fight and they win. And then nothing. You're just a spectator watching the end of it. And Korach says, "Listen, I'm trying to help you out." And that they fall to, because already the guard was down. So we have to realize that sometimes we have shmooze in the other way. Sometimes it's when you're fighting in the middle of the fight, that's easy. But don't let the guard down, because you know in the back rooms also, you could lose in the back rooms also when it's. The guard isn't up. But just to take this a step further, you know, if you turn to the Chiddush Lev, and I'm not going to read through the Chiddush Lev, just the paraphrasing of the Reshiva's Shmuz. So obviously, you know, if you read through it, so Korach felt that he should come before Eli Tzafon. He should come first. The order is the order of his father. There were Amram and whatever, and the brothers. So, okay, Amram's children, Amram was the oldest, so his children go first. Okay, so Moshe and Aaron got the two big cabinet posts, king and Kohen. And next should come me. So why is he going to Eli Tzafon? So he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was like trying to take more for himself. Okay. He brings down the second paragraph that Korach was such a great pikeach, and he was such a big pikeach, you have to say that he had some kind of svara. He wasn't just stam. He must have had a svara. He was a pikeach. He wasn't stam a rasha. He was a chasha person. So he had a good svara. So how could Korach taka, someone so great, make such a blunder? So it seems like in the bottom paragraph going to the top that because you see the power of kin of a kavod. Okay, kin of a kavod. And of course, since Korach, have to say, was a ish tzaddik, he wasn't ish tzaddik, you can't learn it was grubba kin of a kavod. You have to learn it was daki dakis kin of a kavod. Standard, right? Daki dakis by the gedolim, we say it was a daki dakis. Rashiv asks, how could a daki dakis cause such a rebellion against Moshe? It says, "Vayaminu b'ashev Moshe avdo." How could it cause such a rebellion? So Korach, it caused such a problem because Korach mamish thought he was right. He mamish went through it. He learned the, whatever, his Musar. He mamish thought he was right. That's why he took it to the end. He thought he was right. How is it possible, Rashiv asked at the end, how is it possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a liar? We say it, right? Meaning Hashem Moshe Abdo. All of Klal Yisrael saw it. You know, Korach saw it. You know, Moshe, what the Nisan that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. So by Yeminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, how could it cause such a merida against Moshe? So the Meshiva brings out, you see the koach of a Negia, the koach of a dakis of a Negia could cause such merit. Okay, you go through the Chiddush Halev. But the Chiddush to me, and because I heard this shmooze b'shem Rabbi Rausch in Milwaukee, but I can't promise it's exactly coming out like Rabbi Rausch read it, so I'm doing him a favor by repeating it in his name, but I can't not say it over in his name. But the Chiddush to me over here is, you want to say it's true by Korach, you have a person, okay, we know that, you know, Eini Shalash Tova Lo Yechta, everyone has the Yetzirah, and even the best of people can make a mistake, and you could say that. But are we going to say that the Ganz of Klal Yisrael, the Ganz of Klal Yisrael for this kin of a covered, you're going to say it there also? And just in case one thinks that, okay, Korach is one thing, but Klal Yisrael, like a bunch of schleppers, who are they? So we're not talking about just Stam Klal Yisrael, a generation Klal Yisrael. You take a look at the Ramban, number 5. So he says Beferish over there in Parshas Vaschanan that the Ribono Shel Olam B'davka had Klal Yisrael with Nevuah Punim El Punim. Why? So that they should be able to be Mekayim, the Asay and the Los Asay, to always have full emuna. They don't have to say they heard it through somebody, they saw it themselves. And this is the Dordea, it's them. It's not like you heard it from your father by the Haggadah, and it's not them, like we were there, our neshamas were there by Har Sinai. They were there, okay, we really believe that we were really there, but I'm just saying, but it's not like they had to come up with any terutzim that, yeah, we were there and our neshamas feel it. They were there, they saw it. By Yeminu Hashem Moshe Avdo, they were mamish there. So you want to say Korach, okay, Kina, Dakis, it could happen. Okay, it's one person, Vadaso, but you can say it happened to the whole klal. The whole klal. That this could happen. So we see from here the tremendous, tremendous power and koach of a dakis of kina, a dakis of redifas kavod. It is so powerful. And by the way, you know, I heard the shmuzim when I was younger, the ikker kina of a kavod, it could exist, you know, when you're 10. But the ikker, it gets much worse. That's a taiva that gets much worse as people get older. So it's good to learn these shmuzim and mamish get, you know, borer and stark on these type of shmuzim that are less nogia when we're younger. No kid usually, you know, gets insulted. Oh, my teacher told me I have to sit straight. I'm so embarrassed being in front of the whole, you know, class. Kid says that, you can't do anything. You know, usually kids aren't so bothered by it. But, you know, if you're 15 and the teacher says, you know, stop talking, maybe a little bit. And you can imagine a Beis Medrash Rebbe would tell you to stop talking in the middle of davening, you probably leave the yeshiva. Probably. You know, so probably. So, okay, so it gets worse and worse. It's understandable. It's not a kash. That's teva ha'adam. And then just make tzirim older and older. So here, to say it's true and the whole klal, you see how contagious, how powerful it is that the Ganz Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaDeah, they saw Hashem, they spoke to Hashem, Panim, they saw the Nevuah, Panim El Panim, and yet they were susceptible to this okay, want to call it a dakis, that to this, what were they looking for? They knew Moshe, but they're going to get some covet out of it. They're going to, these are all the Kohanim. I did see one other Ramban, says I had too many marmakomas already. Now he says Beferish that that they were all the Bukharim were like in the front row. They were all the Bukharim were there. So like, you know, what were they asking for? That they're going to be the Bukharim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe, gave it to Levi. Like, what are you doing? What's happening? The whole call. And then sometimes we may feel that everyone's doing it. You know, everyone's doing it. So if everyone's doing it, you figure at least you're safe. Everyone's everyone. I remember when I was in high school, all my classmates were. We had the Rebbe was giving us a test. Okay, I think we're learning Bava Kama in the 10th grade. The Rebbe was giving us a Bechina, and we were all upset that he's giving us the test that day. It was like the day after Hanukkah, so we didn't want to have the test that day. So, and the Rebbe would not change the day of the test. So the whole class made up that we're not going to answer any questions on the test. Can't walk out, it's chutzpah, but we're just not going to answer any questions. So, there were three, so I was sitting there in the test. I felt like I got close to my Rebbe. It is a chutzpah, but I had one of my friends. So what I did was I answered the questions, but I wrote on the top, do not count any of these answers since Al-Tifrish Min HaTzibur, so they don't count, but I didn't feel it was right to not answer them. As I wrote, such a tzaddik. So the Rebbe came back next day. He said, okay, I see. There were three different types of people. Some people handed the test blank. Some people did not hand the test in. And some people answered the questions, but they wrote out Tev Shmet Zibur. So I'm handling it two different ways. If you didn't write anything on your test or you didn't hand in the test, it was the wrong thing to do. And, you know, you got caught up, and we have, I think you said, Carl, you got caught up with your honor and everything. It's a mistake. We'll have to schmooze more with you on Parshas Korach, and we're going to have a makeup test date, and you'll take another test. I'm feeling like really good. I got to get called out now. Tzitkis. And for the person who wrote the answers but wrote Tev Shmonat Tzibur, he's getting a zero. So why is he getting a zero? I got the only zero in the class, by the way. He didn't say my name public, but I was the only one who did that. He says a person has to learn which Tzibur you join. Just because the Tzibur is doing something, well, Mehechi Tesi is the right thing. So to just say Tev Shmonat Tzibur doesn't count if the Tzibur is doing the wrong thing. Tzibur's doing the right thing. Everyone's taking on to learn an extra 10 minutes of Musar. So, Atifash Min HaTzibur, even though you don't want to do it, Atifash Min HaTzibur. But Tzibur is doing an Avera. We don't say Atifash Min HaTzibur. So, he wanted to teach me that lesson. I didn't recall this story until I was preparing for the Shmuz. So, maybe there's a reason. So, here you have the Gansa Tzibur. The Gansa Tzibur that was there. So just 2 points. One is how they were affected, even though they fought against Moshe, against Korach successfully, but then they got caught up at the end when they were least expecting it, and they fell. Number one. And two, the Rashiva Shmuz, Mamish, with all the Tziyurim, the Kedusha Leiv, could we apply it even to the whole Tzibur, the Dor HaDeya, who saw Hashem and was on the level of Nevuah, Panim al Panim, even by the Gansa Tzibur, yes.